I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. Well, it's October, the month which kicks off the holiday season as after Halloween, Thanksgiving, and Christmas quickly approach. It's also a time where local organizations plan their holiday programs, which can be difficult this year as COVID lingers on.
When everything started to shut down, we knew that the community still needed resources.
That's Kelly Radar, the media relations coordinator for the Toledo Lucas County Public Library. She's looking back on last year's shutdown and eventual reopening of the library.
So we shifted into doing everything virtual. So our story times, we still had story times. They would be through Zoom, or we would record them and they would launch on our YouTube channel. We would have virtual book groups, and we had some one-to-one ready-to-read programs available for parents who were at home trying to help their kids with schoolwork. And so on my end of things, it really was just trying to make sure that we had those resources on our social media, on our YouTube channel, so that when people in the community needed a resource, they knew to come to the library, they knew that the library had what they needed. And now that all of our locations are open, we have 20 throughout Lucas County, so it's been really great to have our doors open again. We've had more programs happening as well.
A lot of the programs stayed virtual, with in-person events just starting this past month in September.
Yeah, so we really slowly wanted to, get people back into our spaces when it came to those programs in September. So we did start with a lot of story times. All of our locations throughout one day, there would be 5 to 10 story times going on. So you could go to multiple locations to go to story times. And then there were also just some other small crafting programs. And we've continued our book groups as well. And so now we're kind of ramping up a little bit more, and we're going to have some more programs, some business support. We have cooking and food and gardening programs for adults. We're also going to have our first author's visit that will be here at Main Library in November. So we're just, getting ready to have more of those programs, but again, continuing to keep everybody safe.
Another organization shifting back to in-person programming is the Arts Commission, specifically the Art Loop.
So what that typically looks like is about 4 or 5 community-centered events that happen primarily in the Uptown neighborhood and in the Warehouse District. We split the time between the two neighborhoods, all different, all with different themes, and all based on conversations and needs from the community.
That's Natalie Trinelli-Jacobs, the manager of the Art Loop, managing this month's art experience, which is Haunted Harvest, one of the more popular art loops that celebrates the onset of autumn with trick-or-treating and pumpkin painting and many more. But it's a difficult event to plan during this time of year.
So the tricky thing about October in any year is that you're heading into just a general flu season and things like that. And particularly with this year, we were also concerned with what does sort of an increase in COVID cases look like and just keeping the community safe. So by following the state guidelines, we decided that we were going to have the event in person, but keep it all entirely outdoors, keep the footprint several block radius so that people had enough room to sort of move around and be as safe and separate as possible. The one main event that attracts a lot of people to this event is the Trunk or Treat. And we extended that footprint a little bit wider. Normally it's just in one location, like a parking lot or a park, but this year it'll be in Uptown Green, and then it will kind of come down onto Adams Street so that we can really space out the vehicles as much as possible and provide as much safe space between participants. So we just thought a lot about spacing and open air and just how we could really provide a lot of safe opportunity for folks, a lot of hand sanitizer, masks, things that we could do to support volunteers and attendees and all of the staff that will be there.
I think it's a difficult balance we're all trying to figure out. How to continue on and pick up where we left off before the shutdown in March of 2020, while also realizing things cannot entirely return to normal just yet.
Yeah, it was really tricky figuring out how to sort of manage how we were going to come back into the fold with the Art Loop. You know, this particular program is very, very closely tied to the community and the residents. And so, you know, it was a very missed event this past year because it's so closely tied to the communities downtown. So coming back, we really wanted to be thoughtful in how we did that. It was really difficult for me as someone who leads this program because I have conversations with residents and business owners and community partners. And there was just a lot of conversation about trying to bring some of these really deep community events back, where people rely on these sort of fun arts and cultural events that really celebrate the city. And after such a tough year, people wanted to reconnect, and we were just trying to figure out how to do that as safely as we could. And it was really hard to have those personal conversations with folks and try to figure out how to best move forward. But we have a really great team, and we have really great partners, and so we were able to sort of navigate. And so far, this year has been really great. You know, all the decisions that we made in partnership with the community and with our staff, and we've been really happy with how we sort of took steps to make all of our events happen this year, not only the Art Loop.
For Natalie and Sarah, they're figuring it out as they go, making sure the community, as always, is the priority.
I think one of my favorite is just connecting with the community and being able to connect them through social media, specifically on my end, but then also just seeing people in our spaces and being able to talk with them. Really, it's really rewarding being able to, you know, help the community and make sure we have those resources available.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.